Trade Secrets is back. Of course, we've all been affected over the past couple of years with events we've come to know and love, and they've become standard events for our area. Trade Secrets is one of those events. And once again, it is back this year. It's in a new location. It is being held at Lime Rock Park, and the date for Trade Secrets is on May 14th at Lime Rock Park, the Rare Plant and Garden Sale. And with us right now, we either have the founder or co-founder, and that is Bunny Williams. Bunny, I've never really spoken to the original foundation of this. Are you the one that came up with this idea, or were there a couple of people that came up with this idea?
Well, I came up with the idea because I think 20 years ago, here on my property, we had been growing a lot of plants, and Naomi Blumenthal, who was working with me at the time, I said to her, I said, well, I don't know what we're going to do with all these plants that we've grown during the winter. Why don't we have a plant sale? And she was on, in those days, WES, Women's Support Service, was really just a hotline. And I said, let's have a charity. I said, if we sell some of these plants. And she said, well, why don't we give the proceeds to WES? And so I always say it takes two type A personalities to come up with an idea. And so we decided to sell plants, to get our antique friends to come and be a part of it. And so for the first 2 years of Trade Secrets, it was held on my property in Falls Village. And it was a huge success from the beginning, mainly because we had such wonderful dealers, and it was very exciting. Nobody had really done anything like this. And it outgrew our property the second year. I think it snowed.
I know 1 year it snowed.
It snowed. It was the second year, late May. We had a snowstorm. Everybody was walking up the driveway, coming in. We were giving out scarves and socks, but everybody just loved it. I mean, it was very exciting, and we realized that we'd outgrown this property because I don't really have parking facilities, and so we moved on, and we moved to another location, and then we were at Lion Rock Farm for a number of years. Elaine LaRoche was very generous to give us her property, and now we're moving on to Lime Rock, which I'm actually very, very excited about because I think we've had, with the size of the people and the crowds and the vendors and the trucks, we've always had a bit of a problem with parking. The logistics, and Lime Rock is going to make sure, because they are already set up for, you know, parking, deliveries, it's going to make the whole event flow much easier. And even if we have rain and snow, nobody's going to get stuck in a field.
No, and you're so right about the parking. I mean, they bring in crowds of 25 to 35,000 people, so the parking will be easier going in, going out, and it probably even will help your volunteers who work so hard to get whatever people purchase to their automobiles. It'll help them as well, probably.
Trade Secrets would never, ever have survived or been what it is without the volunteers. I've worked on a lot of events. I have never seen anything like the outpouring of the people from this community who come, men, women, children, all come to volunteer, help with parking, help with pickups, deliveries, taking tickets, every single thing. And it's really, really, it's phenomenal. I mean, I don't know. And I know other people who've tried to do a Trade Secrets, and it failed because they didn't have the support from the community.
Well, I compare Trade Secrets to the folks at Salisbury Winter Sports Association, the volunteers. It's a tough job. It's a thankless job. It's a hard job. And yet, just like Swasa, you turn out these volunteers year after year after year, which really does ensure the success of the show.
Totally, totally. I mean, you can't have 1,200 people go through an event without being able to, you know, service it, make it work. I mean, when I started it in the beginning, I said one thing I know is people will buy more if you pick it up and put it in their car. If you've got to carry the plant away with you, you're only going to buy two plants. But if you know that you can buy that garden bench and that, you know, it can be put in an area that you can pick up, it makes the whole shopping experience so much better. No other fair, no other antique show, plant sale does that. And I think that's why people keep coming back year after year.
We're speaking once again with Monty Williams. Our Trade Secrets is back this year, the Rare Plant and Garden and Antique Sale at Lime Rock Park in Lakeville on May 14th. Early buyers at 9 o'clock. Entry includes breakfast, 150. Regular buyers at 10:30, entry for 50. And late bloomers, the tickets only sold on site at 12:30. The entry there is $25. More information, of course, at TradeSecretsCT.com. Now, on top of just this show, which is magnificent in itself, you have developed garden tours. Now, when did the garden tours come in on Trade Secrets?
What was interesting is that we found that a lot of times people came and wanted to make more of an event out of it. And I think probably about the fourth or fifth year, we decided, and people were coming from out of town, so we got the idea of having garden tours open so that it made it a two-day event. A lot of people were, you know, they would go to Trade Secrets and then they were like, okay, now what do we do? So I think that happened probably about the fourth year into Trade Secrets. And over the years, everybody in the area has been very generous and opened their gardens, and people seem to love that.
We're talking about Trade Secrets now. Let's go over some of the gardens that, first of all, is there a group of you that helps select the gardens, or is that just you, Bunny?
No. There's a group. Debbie Munson and the team, we all get together and come up with, you know, gardens that are a possibility. And so we've expanded a little bit into New York State. Christopher Spitz Miller's garden's open. Weathersfield is open. We have two public gardens open. And I think what's interesting, a lot of people who live here haven't even been to those gardens. So we do a combination of private, my garden's always open. It's been open since the very beginning. And people love to come back and see what's new, what's growing, get ideas. All of us gardens learn so much when we get to go see other gardens.
Now, is there a limit on the number of tickets you sell for the garden tours?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I think we have to keep it down. So there probably is a limit just because they're private gardens.
Once again, if you want more information exclusively on the private garden tour, tradesecretsct.com/purchase-tickets. And I see something that I think is new this year, and then you also have a brunch and book signing this year?
Yes, we do. We have so many wonderful authors and book writers, so there's a brunch on Sunday morning and book signing, so people can go see other gardeners, meet other people, buy some wonderful books, get them signed, and then go off and look at gardens. So it makes Sunday a really fun day.
So let's take a look at Trade Secrets itself in your eyes. It's really become much more than a gardening event. It's become a regional event, and not only is it great for women's support services, but it also brings people into our area for the weekend. They don't just come in for a day.
Exactly. And so all the shops, you know, we're encouraging. We have a directory. So if people come and shop early in the morning at Trade Secrets in the afternoon, they can go to all the different towns and go to different shops. We have a directory for them. So it really, you know, and it helps the restaurants, and people can go to, you know, their Falls Village. They can go to Millerton, a New Preston, wherever they can't. There are just lots of wonderful towns here, and I think it makes it fun for anybody coming from out of town.
And once again, seeing as you've moved this to Lime Rock Park this year, it's on May 14th, the parking and the getting people in and out, not only just the parking, not clogging up the road and stuff, it really, Lime Rock is a game changer for the way people get in and out for this.
Oh, I agree. I actually wanted to do this a number of years ago when we were starting to have problems, and I thought we need to go to Lime Rock, and there was a little bit of a resistance, and then finally it was like, we need to do this. And luckily, Lime Rock, with, you know, they've they have a new ownership and they want to work with the community. And that's very exciting for, you know, a number of events.
Now I'm going to get away from with the trade secrets for a second. I love what you've been involved in, and other people have been involved in taking the center of Falls Village and making it a real destination community again.
You know, Falls, I've lived here for 40 years. I love this town, and it just lacked energy. And when I bought the old garage, it was a Corvair dealership, and, you know, it was the bank owned, and it had weeds growing in it. And I thought, this is just a great commercial space. And I kept thinking, what could come in here that was different? And what I also had found over the years is that there's so many local artisans. It's amazing the talent of people who, from art to glass blowing to furniture maker to knitters to basket weavers. I mean, it's just amazing. And I said, I'd like to do a shop that promotes local artisans. And so that's what the beginning of 100 Main happened. Then the cafe came in. The inn is back up and running with a wonderful restaurant. So there's a real energy to the town now.
I think it's absolutely amazing how the town has turned around. Well, once again, Bunny, it's Trade Secrets, the Rare Plant and Garden and Antique Sale, and also the garden tours, the Rare Plant and Garden and Antique Sale at Lime Rock Park, which is May 14th. More information at TradeSecretsCT.com. You can also purchase tickets for the garden tour after that. One final question. How long do you work on this, Bunny, with others setting this whole thing up?
Well, every year you start it, it's interesting, you sort of start with when Trade Secret is over, you get together and say what worked, what didn't work. This will obviously be a lot of discussion with a new venue. And then, later in the fall, we get together a group of people to, what's it going to look like? How do we lay it out? So we work on it a little bit over the year. Wes has a director, somebody who's in charge of doing everything, sending out, getting the vendors, reaching out to people. So it's, you think about it really all year round. And of course now it's kind of kicking in and we're all getting very, very excited about it. And, it's been 2 years and I, for one, can't wait to go and get some new plants and see what all the vendors have. They're wonderful objects, and you never know what you're going to find. You can't. I think, oh, I didn't need that, but look how beautiful that is. So
that's it. It's a gardening is you can't wait to get your hands in the ground, and when you're out and about and you see things, you can't wait to either buy it or copy it.
Exactly.
Well, Bunny, much success with this year's Trade Secrets at Lime Rock Park and the garden tour, and we hope that the weather holds up, but being at Lime Rock Park and with the garden tours is going to make such a big difference this year.
No question, and gardeners understand rain, and they've gone through. We've had every weather condition there is, and people still show up. Maybe you need a slicker, or maybe you don't even need a sweater. We don't know what it's going to be, but I know it's going to be a fantastic event, and I hope to see everybody there.
Thanks for joining us today, Bunny. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.